All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we have Brian White from a company called Oak Innovation to talk to us about their call recording and compliance solution that they have. So welcome, Brian. Thanks for coming on the show with us today. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and get a little bit of history about Oak Innovate as well.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you for having me. So my name's Brian, and I work in business development and sales for Oak Innovation. Oak Innovation is a software company that's been around the telecommunications comm space for quite some time. We were started in the UK in the late 80s, so we've been making software for almost as long as you can make software for. And with that, we've seen the world change in terms of comms, going from old analog systems to watching VoIP really become something of its own, and now the transition of more unified collaboration tools like Teams. What we do is we specialize in call recording products, but also compliance tools and also some reporting metrics as well.
Yeah. So just to start out a little bit more, just a one layer deeper. Well, I know the guys will want to get into some deeper level stuff, but maybe tell us a little bit about some of like how your product works and whether it's, I know that Dino's going to talk about some architecture, but I guess maybe a little bit about like how the product is set up to work and if it's a SaaS solution or not.
Perfect. So what our product is called is it's called Clarify Call Recording. And we've released it now for Microsoft Teams. So basically, the way it works is we record using Microsoft's API, which is great. So it doesn't matter if a customer is used, how those calls are getting into Teams. So whether they're using like an SBC or a third-party VoIP solution or Microsoft's calling plan, or even if they've got an old on-premise phone system like an Avaya or a Mitel or a Cisco on site, it allows us to record all those calls through that API. So it doesn't matter what the call path is anymore. It's just as easy as, hey, I'm using Teams, I want call recording. And we can kind of go ahead and do that. In terms of collection, so right now we're working towards our SaaS solution. But right now, the biggest focus for us has been with our kind of hybrid solution. So it can live completely in Azure, or a portion can live in Azure, and then another portion can live wherever the customer wants it. The reason we do that, and the reason that was our initial focus, is a lot of our customers have been from the compliance space, so they want to have control of that data as quickly as possible. So if they're holding on to years of call recording, they want to have full control of that. They don't want to have to worry about, hey, I've got 5 years of customer data stored somewhere where, yeah, I have control, but I might not have all the control I want. We give them the control to store that data and kind of have the sole responsibility of their recording data.
Nice. Thanks, Brian. So maybe talk a little bit about how the problem, maybe how did this product come to be in terms of any problems you were trying to solve and how you went about doing it? If it was just as simple as call recording, or did you get customers asking about specific things? And then maybe a second part of my question would be a bit about the solution architecture. So it leverages Azure today. Are you thinking about using appliances, or are you thinking about just moving out of that space and sort of naturally getting into software as a service? Do you think that that's where things are heading with your product, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. So the big thing that we initially set out to solve was, one, just call recording on Teams, because with the pandemic, as much as everyone harps on about it, it definitely changed how people were working. More people were taking Teams, which were what, because it came with Office 365, and they started using it as their phone system. And with that, they needed call recording like they would have on their traditional on-premise phone systems or whatever they were using previous. So that's the big why initially. And then we started looking at what differentiated us in the market in those other playgrounds. So the big compliance play. So for example, PCI compliance, we have multiple ways of dealing with PCI compliance, whether it's redacting card numbers after the call is completed, whether it's live pausing and resuming of call recording using automated tools that can know when your employee has a payment portal open, or even just manually allowing call recording to be paused and resumed ad hoc by the employees. And then also along the lines of HIPAA compliance and whatever other data compliances that you might have a need for. Basically, our software is developed in the UK, so we have to cater to all the crazy rules of the UK, GDPR, all of that, and put me in a pretty good position when it comes to our product in North America, because if you have a compliance need, we've typically already seen something along those lines, and we have a way to address that. And then in terms of how the product is positioned and sold today, so right now, either the whole thing has to run in an Azure VM, or a bot runs in an Azure VM and then hands off their call recording files to, for sake of an example here, an on-premise server. So those call recording files would get sent and they'd be stored encrypted on that call recording server that you have on-premise, or it could be held in that virtual machine that you have in Azure. In terms of appliances, so that's where another one of our strengths is. If you have a business that's using multiple different telephone solutions, so they're using a bit of Teams for some departments, but then they might have other departments still using soft phones connected to an on-premise phone system with like a PRI connected to it, we can also tap that PRI and use an appliance to record on that PRI and record on that Teams environment. And then have all of those recordings brought into one search interface so that when they look for a call recording, it doesn't matter. They don't have to figure out, hey, it happened on this. I have to log into this specific portal. They can just log into one place and get all the call recordings that they're looking for and then be able to search for those calls and export those calls as they see fit.
Awesome. Thank you.
And then I guess one last thing just to tack on to the SaaS side of things. We are in development of our recording as a service product. So the big benefit to that is our big focus is it's going to have all the same core features as our Clarify call recording product. But it's just we're focusing on ease of use, not just for the end user, but also ease of use for the dealer. So streamlining the process of billing for partners so that way, if someone needs more call recording channels, they don't have to wait for an order. They can just enable the channels and then the billing sorts itself out to make things easier on our partners in terms of as a service, I guess. So,
yeah. That's pretty interesting. I like the architecture that you have right now where it's, you know, the customer kind of owns the full solution. I'm assuming there's probably some update mechanisms that have to be in place, especially with Microsoft always evolving the Teams APIs and keeping that kind of in lockstep. Is there how are you managing that as Microsoft goes from, say, maybe a beta API to a GA, and you have all these customers that are managing these services kind of in their own subscriptions?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have is we've got a really great support team and ways that we manage all of our customers through their complete life cycle. So, for example, we keep track of revisions that everyone's on. If there's big changes that need to be made, we reach out and schedule maintenance windows and work with the customers on a really, like, not personal, I guess, personal basis, because we're working with them, understanding their needs, making sure that we can roll out the updates in a way that works best for them. And just making sure that those communication chains are open so that everyone kind of knows what's going on with their own system, while also allowing them to retain having their own independent system. And then we've got support offices in North America and overseas, so we can typically cater to if people need things done outside of hours, or if they have weird requirements for maintenance windows and that sort of stuff, to make sure that their recording is always recording when their business needs to be recorded. So.
And you were mentioning earlier that, you know, you come from the kind of the on-prem world and kind of evolved as, you know, telephony has evolved for organizations. And you mentioned that you are able to pull the same recordings from the other systems, say, a call manager or whatever PBX or PRI service. What are some of the other technologies that you're using to pull from those other systems? And when it comes all in from, you know, Teams and these other systems into these portals, is it different experiences based on where it was recorded, or is there different metadata that's being attached?
So we try to keep the experience very similar between platforms. So that way, when you log in, if it's all in one interface, all the recordings have the same look and feel, to keep like a cohesive experience for the end user. Now it depends on the deployment options that the customer, like, that suits the customer. So for example, if they want to have their Teams recorder handing off to an on-premise VM or a VM in one of their own data centers, we can take the Teams, point the Teams bot to send recordings to that VM. But then let's say they say, we want to record a PRI at the same time. We have a device that basically interfaces with the PRI and then sends us an encrypted feed over the network to wherever the call recorder lives. So whether that's in a data center, whether that's a physical machine, whether it's in another country, we're pretty flexible in terms of listening what the customer's requirements are and then structuring our solution around whatever requirement that they might come up with. Chances are if they have a sticky situation in terms of requirements, we've probably seen it before, and we probably have a solution to deal with that, because we've seen so many different implementation styles over the years.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, Ryan. I'm interested in the pricing model. Is this typically priced per user or per enterprise? Is there a sort of capacity type pricing model?
So the pricing model is per user. Now we do allow per user, we do CapEx and OpEx still, just because we still have a ton of dealers and partners that we have back from when we were dealing with on-prem, and they like buying things outright. So we still cater to that, but we also do, if they want it as an operating expense instead, we can do a per user per month price. And then when it comes to key partnerships, we do also offer specific plans for partners that allow them to take our recording and bundle it with whatever products and services they might have to make sure that it suits their business model as well. So we're really flexible in terms of how we go about our pricing models.
Okay. And the per user model, is that based on the number of users in the enterprise or the number of users you're recording calls with?
It's purely the number of users that we're recording calls for. So if an enterprise has 10,000 users and they only need 300 people recorded, they're only paying for that 300 people. We're not out there saying you have to buy a license for every single person. And then with our licensing, is the aim is to be that when you enable call recording for a user through group policy, it'll align in the billing as well. So you don't have to worry about running into a hard ceiling. You enable all recording in one place and everything kind of, the license knows, hey, another user's been recorded, and then we can inform you, hey, you've added more to your monthly obligation, or if you do need additional licensing and that kind of stuff. So we try to keep it as user-friendly from a licensing perspective as well.
Got it. Do you have any trial options for customers who just want to try it out, see if it works for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way is to get in touch with us. I'll send off some links and information. Our website is oakinnovate.com. So if you want to go there, we've got tons of links to get in touch with us right in the top of our website. It's got our phone numbers for international and North America, or just send us an email to sales@oakinnovate.com. And we're more than happy to get anyone set up with a trial, whether it be end users, end customers, or even partners, prospective partners.
Awesome. Good stuff. And just lastly, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about roadmap in terms of what you're looking to do in the future in terms of features or functionality, or where you plan to take the solution.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've got now, we're pretty happy with in terms of feature set. So we're recording all the different streams that we get, the audio, the video from Teams. And then we also have a really good integration with a company called Call Journey for people that need transcription and live analytics and want to be able to pull. They don't want to have to listen to the call recordings. They just want AI to listen to the call recordings and let them know if there's any keywords or issues with call recordings. So we've got a lot of that. We've got quality management built in. Got a lot of stuff in terms of user-based permission roles. So making sure that people can only see what they need to see, making sure that if you want to export just a snippet of a call recording, you can export just that little bit, not the whole thing. So we're pretty happy with the feature set in terms of like the tangible feature set. Where we're really focused right now is getting it, getting recording as a service, essentially. Getting our multi-tenanted platform up and getting partners using that and end users on that. And that's kind of our main focus right now, is just getting that out in the world and on its own two legs.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, really good. Really appreciate the time. I'll open it up for any questions the other guys have before we wrap it up. And I'll kick it off with just one question that popped in my head when you were talking about the deployment model where you deploy on a VM running in Azure. Is the customer responsible for that VM and they just install the call recording software, or do you guys prepackage a VM that they just uplift into Azure?
So currently, as it is, it is the partner or the customer is responsible for that VM, and then they would allow our installing engineers to get onto that server or that VM and configure the recording portion of the software. Okay.
And one of the reasons I was asking, in terms of, you know, if you need to be compliant, you're using your solution, I could imagine that VM model, you need high availability. So you might actually need more than one VM running in case one goes down or one's not available. Have you come across that scenario?
Yeah, so redundancy is also one of the big things that we have built into our software. So we have the availability to run multiple VMs with our recorder on it. And then basically you can move services like core components of our recorder onto multiple virtual machines for redundancy through the whole chain if you wanted. Or you could just fork the recorder onto two VMs. And then our software has got a really intuitive interface to see whether a call is stored on the primary call recorder or on the secondary. And you can promote call recordings from the secondary to the primary. And so we've thought about that and made sure that that's all built into it as well.
Fantastic. That's it's actually a tough problem to solve. So good. Good use of thought of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it was great. I mean, definitely a lot of cool things that you guys are doing with the on-prem and the Azure, and now you're looking into a SaaS solution as well for those customers that are not really looking to take on that cost of putting their infrastructure in Azure as well. So from a subscription model perspective, it definitely works out well. I think, it was really great. Thanks, Brian, for coming on and sharing all the information about Oak Innovation and your products that you guys have. And we'll definitely include all of the links inside of the blog post as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. And hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.